You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we roll along this Saturday morning across ESPN Radio in Virginia. I'm Ed Lane, and it's our pleasure to be joined by one of our Upper Crust Pizza Student Athletes of the Week, a senior on the JF Girls Tennis Team. It's Madison Hansen, who is kind enough to join us. First of all, Madison, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. We're at that interesting point in the year because you still got regionals on the horizon for individual and team, but you completed your associate's degree already, part of the JF Early College Program, and you know, we'll ask you about that process momentarily, but what's the time like for you now, knowing that you're done with classes, but you've got a real cool opportunity on the tennis courts?
It's really nice. It's really relaxing. I can focus more on tennis. I don't have the stress of finals anymore, so I'm just putting all my day into tennis pretty much, a lot of practicing. It's exciting.
And for you as well, you know, it seems like you would have a little bit more of an opportunity to relax and get into a zone.
Yeah, it's definitely more relaxing. I can hang out during the day and then in the afternoon spend my time playing tennis.
Hang out during the day. I heard earlier in the week, strawberry picking.
Yes, I did that. It was a lot of fun. We went with a group of friends and a lot of swimming.
Did you get, Did you get to test the strawberries, make sure they weren't poisonous?
Yeah, it was definitely like maybe pick one, eat one. It was good.
My wife and I do that and have done that before. Blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. It's a lot of fun. Madison Hansen, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, with us on Cavalier Corner. We referenced it already. You're at that point where you're done with your academic obligations because you were part of that early college program, at Jefferson Forest and getting your associate's degree. Take us through the academic side of that and how you managed when you were going through that to juggle everything and also to be the number one individual and part of the number one doubles on the tennis team.
It was definitely a lot of work. I'm taking all college classes plus tennis plus working. So it's definitely a lot of time management, making sure I'm studying, and it was a lot of working on schoolwork on the way to matches, right before practice. It was just a lot of time management, but I worked it out. It was really good.
It seems like it was pretty rewarding as well to be able to be a part of that. We'll get to your job option on the side, but how much does that help you focus on tennis, just being able to compartmentalize and understanding that tennis, I would guess, has to be a nice little escape from the academic rigors?
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's definitely a time for me to relax and just focus on having fun and trying my best and enjoying the time without school and work.
It's an interesting sport as well because, it seems like tennis is a lot of an individual sport, but, having a team support structure too.
Yes, sir. It's definitely a more unique sport because you play one-on-one against your own opponent, but then the wins come together for your team. So it's really special, but the team support is great, and I love it.
Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, one of two, actually, Madison Hansen with us here on Cavalier Corner. When you're in the midst of a match, especially an individual match, the team aspect, in being able to contribute to team points, how much does that factor into the back of your mind, or is it mostly just focused on the task at hand?
It's a bit of both. It's a lot of getting the win for the team to come out overall with the team win. That's what's more important most of the time. But I'm also focused on doing like a personal best for each match and making sure each match is the best I can play as well.
When you say personal best, how do you calculate that? I know I ask because you got a track background also where the timer can always be an easy indicator of personal best. How do you do that in tennis?
It could be like there's, if it's a real competitive opponent, like maybe I'll beat them first time, they'll beat me the second time. It really pushes me harder to work on my personal best, getting that next win. Or it could be just keeping track of the games, like, last time we got this many games off of them, we should get this many next time.
Madison Hansen joining us. She's our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, one of two, actually, with us here on Cavalier Corner. Number one, you played tennis since the seventh grade. Was there any added pressure when you ascended to that number one role on the team for individuals?
It definitely is. Last year was my first time as number one, and it was a lot of pressure. You have to get used to playing the better opponents. You got to learn how to lose sometimes, but it's definitely a good fight, and it's been really good for me.
What do you mean, learn how to lose?
As number one, you play a lot of competitive people that you'll fight hard against them, but you just give it the best you can.
Madison Hansen with us here. Learning how to lose also, you know, handling it, you know, I guess with grace and dignity. Is that something that came natural, or did you kind of understand when you got to that role the responsibility of it?
It kind of had to grow on me. Like my first year, like no one likes to lose, of course. So it's definitely something that'll upset you, but then you have to start looking at how well you played and not really the score that ended up. Because sometimes the final score isn't the best understanding of how the match actually went. So it's definitely just playing your best with every match.
I'm guessing that goes both ways also, because there are times where you win, but you look at the final score and may not indicate, you know, I didn't play as well as I could, just like the other way around.
Yeah, definitely.
Madison Hansen joining us here as our Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, one of two, and she's with us. The other side of being number one is number one doubles with, you know, our next guest who's going to join us around 10:15 or so, Lauren Pascalo, who's your doubles partner. What's it been like playing with her?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been really enjoyable this year. We have a good friendship as well off of the court, and we bring it onto the court and we work really well together. A lot of good communication, and we've been doing really well this season.
The communication element, do you notice being friends off the court and how that impacts you when you're actually out there?
It definitely helps a lot because you work well together. You get, you can help cheer each other on. You know what to do if they start like getting upset or anything, and it's definitely good teamwork.
Madison Hansen, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, with us on Cavalier Corner. It's an interesting side deal that you've got going on also. I know you touched on this a little bit earlier when discussing balancing school plus sports plus work. Runkin Pratt, you've had a chance to work there. What's that experience been like for you?
Yeah, I've loved it a lot. I'm a server at Runkin Pratt, and I love every minute of it. It's really nice to be able to help the residents, and you build a connection with them, and I really love it.
Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, Madison Hansen, joining us on Cavalier Corner. Next step for you, Shenandoah University. Before, you know, we get to, you know, the tennis side, occupational therapy. Seems like you've already got an idea of what you want to do.
Yeah, I've shadowed it a lot, and I knew that it was definitely something I wanted to do. And Shenandoah actually has this amazing program where it's fast track, and I'm guaranteed into the Masters of Occupational Therapy. So I go in already knowing that I have that possibility, like that chance of getting that master's degree. So it's really great, and I'm really thankful for it.
Madison Hansen, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, with us on Cavalier Corner. You know, Madison, you mentioned that, you know, the knowledge of what you're able to do. The other element at Shenandoah that you can focus on, in addition to the occupational therapy major, is tennis. How big of a draw was that combination, both the career focus and the tennis, to your choosing Shenandoah?
I knew there was definitely something I'd want to do in college if I get the possibility. So I was really excited that I get the chance to play with that team, and I like it for the friendships that it builds, especially with going to a new school. It's like I definitely have that friendship, and it's like a family, and it's nice.
That's pretty cool. It's something to look forward to, but you got business to take care of now with regionals on the horizon, both individually and team. Madison, good luck next week when you get to that, and also in your future.
Thank you.
Madison Hansen, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, one of two. We mentioned the other, Lauren Pascalo. We'll hear from her next on Cavalier Corner, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.